Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we are talking with Gabs Hayes. Gabs was climbing the corporate ladder, but losing herself with every step. Side hustling became her secret escape, igniting a passion she thought was lost. What started as a creative outlet grew into something extraordinary, a seven-figure business built with juggling consulting, nomad life, and raising three kids. Today, Gabs has not only created the freedom to fully embrace entrepreneurship, but also retired her husband, travels with her family, and helps other founders turn their someday dreams into right-now reality. This unconventional path taught Gabs that you don't have to choose between success and flexibility. You can design a business that gives you both. From corporate consultant to digital nomad CEO, Gabs's journey shows that your dream life isn't just possible, it's practical. She's here to show you how to build a business that fits your life, not the other way around. Welcome, Gabs. I am so excited to have you join us here today. Before we dive in, I would just love to hear more about your story. So can you tell us more about what you do and how you got started in this work?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think for many of us, right, we became entrepreneurs by accident. So I definitely have that story. I was in corporate tech consulting prior to going out on my own. And I had some friends who owned their own agencies and they would call me and say, hey, we've got too much work. I need some help. Can you pick up a thing on the weekend or can you give me a few hours a week here or there? And I started doing that. And before I knew it, my side hustle had far surpassed my full-time income. Oh, wow. And I took one look at myself and I was like, okay, I can keep, you know, second guessing myself or actually believe there's something here behind this business. So my first business was actually still continuing to do tech consulting. And I did that for 4 years. And I actually just shut that down at the end of 2024 because I had a really big come to Jesus moment where I realized that was no longer aligned with me and who I was and the life that I was building. And so now I full-time support other parent entrepreneurs who are looking to take back ownership of their sanity, their time, and their own entrepreneurial journey, because we are living at that intersection of like the busiest, craziest times of our lives where we've got two full-time jobs that never end. Yes. And so it's like, how do we maximize what time we are spending in each one of those places so that way we feel fulfilled too as individuals?
That's awesome. And I'm going to spin off a little bit here just because I'm curious. It sounds like you had a couple times already in your life where you decided to kind of change direction. So one was, I'm going to go all in on my business. And the other was realizing, you know what, this isn't what I want to do anymore. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you came to those decisions?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first time when I decided, okay, I'm going to go all in on my business, like I said, I was still working full time and I was working for a consulting firm. And I got to a point where I was working on a government contract and it just was not going anywhere, right? Like I could have kept billing hours, I could have kept showing up, but there was not going to be progress. And I got to a point where I said, okay, I have clients who actually are interested in what I'm good at. They want my skill set, they want transformation, they want to see things move, and I tend to move really fast. Okay. So I was in this kind of paradigm where I'm like, okay, I've got one where I can go fast and I have one where I'm banging my head against the wall. And so it was like, I'm just kind of done doing that thing. And so yes, that was that first moment. And then I'll give a little bit of a trigger warning here. But the second time when I finally decided, okay, my seven-figure consulting firm that was quote unquote successful by all, you know, kind of societal definitions, when I decided I needed to shut that down, was my mental health had finally decided I could not hold space and capacity for that anymore. And so I had gone through several months with very regular suicidal ideations. And the final straw was when one of them took place in front of my kids. And that was when I said, I'm doing this for my kids. And that was my wake up call that no amount of money, no amount of success, no amount of doing what everyone else said I could or shouldn't do is going to be the reason I keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for being just so open with us and honest. And also just want to say, I have also struggled with mental health. And so I've had, they're not the exact same situation, but I get it. And I think it's actually something we need to talk about more as moms and as business owners. So I really appreciate you sharing that with us. And also, I'm so grateful that something within you kind of woke up and was like, this is not me. This is not how I want to live. And I got the support that you need and made the decision that you needed to better support yourself. So
thank you.
Yeah. So I could definitely have a whole other conversation about that sometime. But today I know we want to be encouraging others in business. And so thinking back, and this could be, you know, either one of your businesses, if you look back to when you started, is there something that you know now that you wish you had known when you started out?
Yeah, I think for me, it would have been not to try and be everywhere, scaling super fast. You know, I think it's really easy for us to get caught up in that, like, how quick are you going to grow? How quick are you going to make money? How many customers are you going to get? And so for me, being kind of a doer by nature, I was like, okay, I'm going to do PR and I'm going to do podcasts and I'm going to do, you know, SEO and I'm going to do blogs and I was just trying to do all the things.
Yes.
And I recently heard it said, and I was like, I'm filing that one away, is all the strategies work. They don't all work at the same time and they may not all work for your business. So why I thought I should do all of them at the same time. And I think in a lot of ways, I feel like that stole a lot of years of my entrepreneurial journey from me because I didn't enjoy it. I was just rushing to the next thing and always looking for a win instead of enjoying the journey along the way.
I love that advice. I think that's also just very relatable. I think a lot of us, we get so excited about the business that we're building and we get all these ideas. And so I think it's natural to want to leap in. But I think that's really brilliant advice. So thank you. And so looking back on your time in business, what would you say is the best lesson or best piece of advice that you have received?
Ooh, I think just that vulnerability and like this business is, at least me, I'm in service-based business. So I think that caveat goes with this, but I am the business, you know, and there will be a chance where I might grow, the business may grow beyond that, but it's going to be really hard to show up and have the successful business if I am not successful in taking care of myself, if I am not present. And so one of the things that I was taught very early on from one of my life coaches when I was really struggling with this, like I feel pulled in so many different directions and I'm just angry at everything, was just be present where your feet are. And so that is something I ask myself a lot, very regularly, like when I'm making decisions now, am I stressing about a decision that's 3 months down the road, 6 months down the road, 12 months down the road, that may not even matter when I really need to be present where my feet are. And so it's that kind of like a physical picture I can give myself to keep myself grounded where I'm at. And like you said, I get excited. I have, I think as of this morning, like 375 notes on my notes app on my phone of things that come to me in showers and late night and whatever. But I have gotten to a point where it's like those things get filed away to come back to so that I'm not rushing off to the next thing always and driving myself crazy in the process.
I love that. I'm wondering if you have any advice for someone who is at that place as far as like, are there kind of initial steps they could take to be present now and still hold on to those ideas? Because I know a lot of business owners who I've worked with, they worry that if I don't act on this now, I'm going to lose it. So there's kind of that fear. So do you have any recommendations for how they might start implementing that?
Yes. The very tactical thing that I have found that works, because I had that exact same fear, is I do a note per month and I call it Gab's brain. So whatever your name is, insert brain. Okay. And I put the month of the, like, so it's like, you know, March 2025, Gab's brain. And I let that just be a full-fledged running note for the entire month. So I don't try to organize it. I don't try to structure it. I don't try to judge myself for what thoughts come up or ideas come up. I dump all of it in there. And then I take about 2 hours at the end of the month and I go through and I use AI and I'm like, all right, structure this for me. Like, what's content ideas? What's business growth ideas? What's marketing ideas? And then now that it's in a structured kind of organized list, I can go back and say, okay, that was just kind of a random crazy idea. I don't actually need to do anything with that. This one's got legs. Let me put some time and in investment behind it, or, you know, whatever it may be. But that has seemed to help me not have that constant kind of fear on my shoulder of like, am I going to lose this thing that was actually going to be the thing that, you know, sets me up for the next level? Or is this just the next thing that's distracting me from what I need to be focused on?
I love that. That's brilliant. Thank you. Okay. And so if someone is listening right now and she is just feeling discouraged or frustrated in her business, what advice would you give to her today?
Honestly, take a step back. The greatest thing I ever did in my business, truthfully, was start implementing sabbaticals. And I don't mean, you know, professor level, I go away for a year and just, you know, prance through Europe on a backpack. Okay. But about once a quarter, I go away for usually a weekend, like a Friday night, Saturday night. And sometimes it's literally a hotel that I can walk to from my house, but it's just to get out of my current environment and kind of remove myself so that I have space to dream again. So I have space to just be with me, myself, my own energy. Also in human design, I'm a reflector. So that actually has a lot to do with it. I tend to soak up everyone's energy around me. So if I'm with my kids and my husband and friends, I just need to like cleanse all of that a little bit. And so I know that when you are in that place, and I'm speaking with so much love because I have been there, I am clenching onto my business for dear life because I have a mortgage payment that is due. I need to figure out how to put food on the table for my kids. Like, I have three of them. I know what this is like. And I can just promise you, the worst thing you do when you're in that energy is you run yourself into the ground and your business right with it. And so it's like, just if it's 24 hours, if it's 2 hours, like whatever you can make capacity for right now, just let it all go for a minute. Stop feeling like you have to make a decision. Stop feeling like you have to move forward. Because if you just give your brain a second to breathe, you'll be surprised how clear it feels on the other side of that.
I love that so much. And I will say, like, for me personally, I know it feels counterintuitive when you're feeling like I'm not where I want to be. The idea of taking a break, just, it doesn't seem natural. But I will say from my own experience, I completely support everything you just said. That it just, sometimes that's exactly what we need. To be able to like kind of take a step back and see things, and then that clarity comes in and it becomes easier to keep moving forward. So I love that. And I really appreciate that. So I want to be mindful of everyone's time. And I know there are going to be listeners who are thinking, okay, this was great, but I want to learn so much more. So can you tell us, how could listeners connect with you beyond this interview?
Yeah, absolutely. So I also have a podcast called Overwhelmed and Over It. And we do 1 to 3 episodes a week, but they're short, quick, snackable episodes. So absolutely connect with me there. And then from a social media perspective, I'm on LinkedIn and I share the reality, the behind the scenes, all the ups and downs of this journey. And so would love to absolutely connect with anyone on LinkedIn as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And for our listeners, we'll have those links right by this recording, so they're very easy to find. Thank you so much, Gabs. It was wonderful talking with you today, and I really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks, Becky. It was so great.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast. I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you, your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.